prosper as long as you stay connected to God. No one enjoys the feeling of being broken. As we're preparing to close, no one enjoys being broke. But we can't ignore the fact that when God breaks us, it's for us to grow spiritually. When God breaks us, it's for us to grow spiritually. We got to come to the point that we realize that being broken gives us a brand new perspective on the plan that God has for our life. So we're standing all over the building.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314, or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Grace and favor.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Jesus' name. Yes. Hey, in my Jesus' name. Yes. Please, sir, have mercy. When time's gone and won't be no more time. Oh, Lord, it won't be no more walking and talking. Won't be no more howdy. It's always going to be goodbye. These blessings we ask in darling son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As we look to benevolence on this day, there are some people right now in a mighty need. The flood has visited somebody in this congregation. Some of us might be high and dry, but somebody got wet last week. Lord, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus that we be able to lean on each other. The Bible says in Psalm number 30, a Psalm of David, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endured but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, be thou favor upon my mountain to stand strong. And in my prosperity, thou didst not hide thy face from me when I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. Father, here we stand once again, thanking you, Father, for being able to come into this your prayer house. Thanking you, Lord, for being able to withstand the things of this world. For if we're here, we know that you brought us over. If we're here, we know that you brought us through. And Lord, we thank you right now for this offering that we've gave you, given to you right now. We ask that you accept it. Bless those of us that gave because we had it to give, those that did not have it and wanted to give, even bless those of us that had it and decided not to. For we all need your blessing. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we all say amen, 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 and amen. 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 Now it's time to stand up, shake a hand, and make a friend. Welcome to Mount Calvary. The words you give me to say may draw somebody to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to Reverend Rodney Lonix, his absence, Minister Cindy Humphrey, also to our Pastor Emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson. We greet you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just a little while today about a little subject that we've talked about before. And it's a prevalent thing in our society, because sometimes we concentrate on the wrong stuff. Can I get a witness? Amen. You know, Romans 10 and 13 says, "For whoso shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. But we call on other names. Can I get a witness? Go with me a little while to the book of Luke, 10th chapter. Familiar story. Luke 10, 38 through 42. Try not to hold you too long, because I want you to come back Saturday. Amen. And Wednesday also. Luke, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 38 to verse 42. Little story we've talked about before. This is how it reads. "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.'" I want to talk a little bit this morning about the subject, worried about the wrong thing. Worried about the wrong thing. You know, as Christians, and we're not going to be long, as Christians, we got many responsibilities, all kind of stuff we want to do. As parents, we got a lot of responsibilities. As spouses, children, there are things to be concerned about. Can I get a witness? As employees, we're worried about our job. There are things that we're concerned about. But still, sometimes we focus on the wrong stuff, and our focus is misguided. Amen. Years ago, when I was hunting for a mate, my focus was on Jerry curls and dual exhaust, because I felt like that would get me the girl. James, you remember them times. Amen. But I was worried about the wrong thing. And I can tell you a story about some of the choices I made, but we ain't gonna go that. We ain't gonna go that way. Don't try it, okay? Amen. Amen. My cousin Leotra, she knows. When we look at Mary and Martha, we see that they are siblings, amen, who differed in their approach. Sometimes we're a little off from each other. Even though we raised in the same house, same mama, same daddy, sometimes we're just a little different than each other. You know, even church folks see things a little differently from each other. You see things a little bit uneven sometimes. We got different ideas about what's relevant, what's important, what has continuity. Can I get a witness? And sometimes we allow trivial things to tower over the things of real importance. We worried about the wrong thing. But it's time to prioritize. It's time to flip the script, if you will. It's time to put things in the right direction. Can I get a witness? Some of us ain't going backwards, but we ain't going forward either, because we're just going side to side. Side to side. Amen. We wearing a trench out side to side. You see, Martha finally understood what Mary was trying to do. Solomon says in Proverbs 8 and 1, does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Even Solomon in all his wisdom, all his smartness, and all his regality, worried about the wrong thing sometimes. Can I get a witness? Luke 10 and 38, and we'll be done, says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, Jesus did, and a certain woman named Martha received him unto her house. You know, Martha had the right idea. Amen. You need to invite Jesus into your house. Can I get a witness? Amen. Because he doesn't want to have to kick the door down. He wants to be invited. He doesn't want to have to come through the window. He wants to be invited. Jesus got an invitation to Martha's home. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't want to receive Jesus graciously. We want to receive him grudgingly. You know, okay, all right, you can tell me about that old Jesus. You know how we are sometimes. But Martha's invitation was pure. It was real. But when Jesus got there, she started worrying about the wrong thing. Can I get a witness? Amen. The 39th verse says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, also implies that Martha and Mary sat down with Jesus for a little while. And you all know that we need to have a little talk with Jesus sometime. Amen. I know we got things we have to do. Got stuff we got to do at Mount Calvary, at our jobs, at our home. But we need to have a little talk with Jesus. But after a little while, Martha got disgruntled. Started looking around at all the stuff that she needed to do. Y'all know how we do sometimes. Well, I ain't gonna read my Bible right now. I got to do this, I got to do that. Amen. The grass is high in my yard right now. Amen. But I'm gonna cut it when I get ready. It don't run me, I run it. Can I get a witness? But you see, she wanted some time to be with Jesus, talking about Mary. And we want Jesus to have time for us. But we don't want to have time for Jesus. Can I get a witness? We need to sit down at the feet of Jesus every now and then. We need to hear what God has to say to us every now and then. I know we got chores to do, got bills to pay, got places to go, but we need to let Jesus direct us in our life. Luke 10 and 40 says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. Amen. You know, Jesus, can I get you something? Listen. And came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve all by myself? Bid her therefore that she help me. In other words, Martha got up, started worrying about other stuff instead of just being with Jesus. Then she got mad because Mary stayed at the feet of Jesus. You see, sometimes those of us that feel like we got to work our way into heaven, we're mad because somebody else don't want to do what we tell them to do. But they're trying to listen at Jesus. And that's the way Martha was. Got mad at Mary because Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Martha was worried about cleaning up and doing the dishes, making a sandwich, sweeping off the front porch. Y'all know how we are when somebody come over. But let me tell you one thing. If you're too busy working, you don't have time to visit. Amen. I decided that whatever you catch at my house when you come, it's just going to stay there. We're going to sit down and talk. It might be a sock on the couch. Amen. Luck, it might be laid up on somebody's bed or something. Whatever you find, it's going to be there. We're going to visit a little while. Sometimes we want to outwork each other in Mount Calvary. Amen. And mad because somebody wants to sit at the feet of Jesus. But you can't work your way into heaven. Can I get a witness? You just got to know who the Lord and Savior is. Can I get a witness? 41 says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. In other words, Martha, leave her alone. She's sitting with me. You worried about the wrong thing. And you want her to worry about the wrong thing. Let me tell you one thing. If you got time to be quiet with Jesus, cell phone need to be turned off. Television need to be turned off. Amen. Shut down your email. I don't even know my email signature. But every now and then you just need to get the word of the Lord and sit down and listen at the Lord. Can I get a witness? And all that other stuff is going to be there. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that other stuff will be added later. Sometimes we have our issues mixed up. And then we try to influence other people to mix their issues up too. We all mixed up, but we want somebody else to be mixed up too. Martha wanted Mary to get up from sitting down with Jesus to help her to serve some food. You know, most of us gonna eat when we get out of church, but we gonna be with the Lord first. Can I get a witness? 42nd verse says, but one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Listen, if you choose to be with Jesus, nobody, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, nobody can separate you from the love of Jesus. Can I get a witness? If you're with Jesus, then you've got the right stuff. You see, there's a lesson to be learned here. You know, wanting to be hospitable is good. Oh, yeah. But wanting to be with Jesus is a whole lot better. Wanting to serve is a good thing. But wanting to worship is a whole lot better. You see, Jesus wants to serve, but he wants us to know him first. Can I get a witness? We need to stop worrying about the things of this old world. Isn't that right? Put our hearts and minds on Jesus. You see, we weep and moan about too much stuff. But I heard a song on last Sunday said, oh, Mary, don't you weep. And not only that, tell Martha not to moan. Can I get a witness? You see, things are closer than we think they are. There are some things that we need to be worried about. Number one, there is a heaven and there's sure enough a hell. You need to make up your mind which one you want to go to. Number two, you're going to be in one place or the other. It's not no in between. Can I get a witness? Number three, you don't have to die in sin because Jesus came to rescue you. He came to give you everlasting life. He came to give you salvation and glory. Oh, isn't that right? Number four, one of these old days, Jesus is coming back, and you won't get a warning. You won't get an email. You won't get an RSVP when he decides to come. You just better be ready. Stop worrying about the wrong thing. Stop worrying about what's going to put you somewhere else. Stop worrying about your children. Train them up and let God take care of them. I had to learn that myself. Stop worrying about your finances. I don't care if you grew up poor like I did. If you got your hand in God's hand, everything gonna be all right. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Are you worried about the wrong thing? You need to start worrying about the right thing. You need to worry that Jesus marched up a hill for you and me. You need to be concerned that he hung his head in the locks of his shoulder and died on Calvary. You need to know that on the third day, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Stop worrying about the casino. Can I get a witness? Stop trying to make your bills at the casino. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Calvary. Don't worry about internet dating. Tell God to send you somebody. Isn't that right? Stop worrying about joblessness. Get on your knees. Say, Lord, I need a job. Lord, I got children. Lord, I got bills. Take care of me. Stop worrying about all of that mess that folks say about you. Let me tell you something. We're all human. Those of us that have children, I promise you, life will touch you sooner or later. Preacher, pastor, bishop, life is going to touch you. What you going to do when it touches you? Amen. It's touched me. Life will touch you. But I'm going to keep my hand in God's hand. Amen. And I'm going to stop worrying about the wrong thing. Amen. I'm a traditionalist. I'm always worried about tradition and trying to do the right thing. But I'm going to have a grandbaby in October, and I'm looking forward to it. I ain't worried about the wrong thing no more. I invite you to Jesus. You might want to come down this aisle. There might be somebody. You might want to come by letter. Christian experience. You may be a candidate for baptism. But start worrying about your soul. That's what you need to worry about. Your soul. Oh, yes. We all got one. You need to be concerned with where your soul is going to reside for all eternity. It might be somebody right now. You see, Martha wanted to try to outwork somebody. But Mary sat down with Jesus. She would rather be with Jesus. Oh, the work is going to be there. Job is going to be there. Family going to be there. You need to be with Jesus right now. I invite you to Jesus. Yes, it is. Because he's real, so real. Is real.